Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Rebecca's family has to make a big decision. Welcome to my sixth story in the series, Isaac. Abraham's servant is about to find out if he's found God's choice for Isaac's wife. Laban, Rebecca's brother, is about to appear in the story, and he is the one who's making all the decisions. Rebecca's brother got word of what was happening down at the watering hole, and of course, he noticed the new golden rings his sister was wearing. The servant arrived at the camp and just stood there as Rebecca shared her story with her mother. Sir, why are you just standing there? I have prepared the house and a place for your camels. The servant entered the house, and Rebecca's brother unloaded the camels, gave them straw and feed. He also washed the hands and feet of the servant. Then he set a meal before the servant of Abraham to refresh him from his journey. Oh, I can't eat now. I must first talk my business with you before I eat. I am in search of a bride for my master's son Isaac. Not just any bride, but one chosen from my master's clan and the one that God has selected, which is your sister Rebecca. His God has sent an angel before me to prepare the selection of Isaac's bride. Now, my master is very rich with many lands and animals because he has blessed my master greatly. The servant recounted his story and the history of his master Abraham and included the part of all the riches they would receive from Rebekah's hand in marriage. At the end of the story, all the men in her family responded, "Yeah, take her! We cannot speak of these matters of your God, but yes, you can take Rebecca as Isaac's wife. Only let the girl stay with us for a few days. Say, 10 days. Then afterwards, we'll send her off." "Oh, no, don't do this to me. Oh, please don't delay me. Let us call Rebecca and ask what she has to say." It looks as if we got a wife for Isaac, yet no one has yet to ask Rebecca, the one who's being given away. What will she have to say about becoming Isaac's wife? Though she does seem to like all the gold, silver, and beautiful clothes she's been given. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.